could have some fairly significant flash flooding. There's not a flash flood watch or anything like that now, but it's likely by Friday and the Saturday we'll probably have some flash flood watches out.
Don Shepherd is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
6 to 8 inches or so, that's the average. Many areas could see more than that, but we're looking at least 6 to 8 inches, and there may even be some heavier totals more centered offshore, but some of that could slip on shore as well. So, you know, we could see some higher amounts.
That in turn is expected to bring an elevated flash flood threat across the region by Friday and Saturday. The culprit, says Shepherd, is a front moving in from the north that will stall out just to the north of the area, joined by moisture coming up from a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico near the Texas coast.
And all of that moisture and rain associated with that system's getting entrained in the flow that's going to be coming up from the south and west out ahead of that cold front, and that's going to bring all that moisture that's currently over southeastern Texas and over the Gulf. It's going to lift it all up our way as we approach the weekend.
And with the chance of thunderstorms in the forecast, Shepherd urges residents to stay alert.
Some strong storms could be in the offing here as we get into Friday. Then the Saturday, oftentimes when you have such a moist atmospheric profile, but I think the main threat here as we go through Thursday into the weekend will be the heavy rain threat and potential flash flooding.
One of the hazards related to heavy rainfall is driving through it. Lieutenant Eddie Elmore is with the Florida Highway Patrol.
Slow down and make sure that your headlights are on. That makes you a lot more visible in inclement weather.
Among the do's and don'ts when driving in heavy rain is one large don't. Don't use your flashing hazard lights when your vehicle is in motion.
That's actually illegal to do that in the state of Florida. It actually interferes with your blinkers, and to make sure that they increase their following distance in between vehicles. Once the vehicle in front of you passes a fixed object, count to 5 to 6 seconds, then you pass the same fixed object, you're at a pretty good following distance at that point.
Another hazard is hydroplaning, when the tires of a vehicle begin to ride on top of standing water instead of the surface of the road. Elmore says some road surfaces are conducive to hydroplaning.
Ruts form within the roadways. Those ruts capture water. That increases the chance of hydroplaning. So the faster you go, the higher risk you are. So it's very important to reduce your speed.
Even the most careful driving in a storm carries some risk, including when the car goes into a skid or a fishtail. FHP's Eddie Elmore says the first rule is don't panic, and then don't hit the brakes.
Just steer the vehicle towards the way that the vehicle is going, and that most of the time will straighten the vehicle out. It's a natural reaction for a motorist to slam on the brakes, but if you steer into it, hopefully you'll come out of it.
After the soggy weekend and the first of next week, drier weather is expected to move into the area, according to Don Shepherd at the National Weather Service. He adds that this also signals the start of our typical summertime weather.
It looks like as we go toward the middle into the end of next week, we will be more into a typical summer-type pattern with relatively low rain chances, but, you know, afternoon and evening showers and storms, especially down in our area associated with the sea breeze.
Temperatures should also moderate to more seasonal levels, daytime highs in the 80s with lows around 70 degrees at night. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.